Here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And still to come here, the updates on legalization of cannabis. What effect is it having on the drug cartels, Mexican drug cartels? Vice.com has done the research. We will bring that to you. But first, we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We've got James in Arizona on the line to start out the hour. Go ahead, James. Hello, James in Arizona. James going once. James going twice. Maybe there's something wrong with the board op. Sometimes they fall asleep at the wheel. We'll put James back on hold, and if his line clears up, we'll bring him back here in a moment. The story from Vice News at Vice.com. And you may recall after the ballot initiatives in Colorado and Washington that legalized cannabis.
I recall those.
There was some uproar by the drug warrior community who are saying that this is going to empower the cartels.
Well, this is the same thing that's said when that the gangsters will be empowered if you legalize gambling or casinos.
And were they saying that in the past? Oh, I'm sorry. What about with alcohol as well? Would that have empowered the gangsters then?
I don't know the answer to that, but likely it was someone was saying it somewhere, because certainly gangsters were involved in alcohol at the time.
So the belief of those who support the war on drugs was that legalization would enhance the cartels, that it would make them more powerful, that now they'll be legitimate, these cartels. Turns out they're having a more difficult time now.
Of course, a gang has a very expensive infrastructure. They can't compete against businesses that are allowed in a marketplace. But, you know, currently in most places in the United States, if you try to sell marijuana out of your store, somebody's going to come in and shut you down. Mm-hmm. You know, the police are going to come in and shut you down. Whereas they don't successfully shut down the gangsters. Those people are very successful in operating overall.
Marijuana has accounted for nearly half of all total drug arrests for the past 20 years in the United States, according to the FBI's crime statistics. And according to the Department of Justice, a large portion of the U.S. illegal drug market is controlled by Mexican cartels. The DOJ's National Drug Intelligence Center, which has since been shut down, found in 2011 that the top cartels control the majority of the drug trade in marijuana, heroin, and methamphetamine in over 1,000 U.S. cities.
I was kind of surprised that this didn't happen a couple of decades ago with California's medical marijuana and the way that, you know, they call Humboldt County the Green Triangle up there in Northern California, where they grow all kinds of marijuana legally.
You're saying you're surprised that the cartels didn't have a more difficult time after California? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they did have a differential, or maybe it's even worse now because there's 20 states with medical, or more than 20 with medical, and now two fully legal.
Most of the states with medical have really crappy provisions for providing, though. I mean, you can only grow so many plants and that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, and still, even with the medical, there's still an open market. There's still a black market available for everybody that doesn't have a medical card, so somebody has to supply that cannabis.
In California, just about anybody can get it, though.
That's what I've heard. Now, those cartels and their farmers complain that marijuana legalization is hurting their business, and some reports could suggest the DEA is more interested in helping protect the Mexican cartels' hold on the pot trade than in letting it dissipate. Seven Mexican cartels have long battled for dominance of the U.S. illegal drug market: Sinaloa, Los Zetas, Gulf, Juarez, Knights Templar, La Familia, and Tijuana. While some smaller cartels operate only along border regions in the southwest and southeast, giant cartels like Sinaloa have a presence on the streets of every single region. The Washington Post reported Tuesday that pot farmers in the Sinaloa region have stopped planting due to a massive drop in wholesale prices. It's going from $100 per kilo down to only $25.
Then how come we aren't seeing a drop in prices in places like Colorado and Washington? Because their prices are not, from what we've seen, at least initially, I don't know.
We only got reports initially on the prices, and the claim was there the reason why the prices were so high was because the demand was so pent up. that people were literally lining up to go and buy cannabis, and the stores were selling out. So it was a supply and demand issue.
Okay.
You know, and what are the prices right now?
I'm still interested.
Yeah, what are the prices right now? I don't know. Have they come down, or is it still a, you know, an issue where they can't supply enough to the people coming in there?
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine that a pack of mids, 20 cigarettes of marijuana cigarettes rolled up like regular cigarettes without the filter would be $5 a pack. I mean, be serious. Tobacco is a much more expensive product to get to market. Now, there's certainly
the fact.
What's that?
Why is tobacco
drying time?
You have to dry marijuana.
Yeah, but tobacco, you have to have these structures. It's the process for doing it. It's important as far as flavor goes and that kind of thing. Tobacco's not a weed that just springs up. You have to keep the other weeds out of it. Marijuana outcompetes other plants for sunlight. It grows more quickly. I believe that marijuana should be a less costly plant to produce and put into. Now, by the way, the rebuttal to this is you smoke tobacco leaves, you smoke marijuana buds, but.
Right, you don't want to get the leaves in with the marijuana buds, otherwise that's just weight that is not worth selling or smoking.
I would still think that, with all the taxes that are in on tobacco, I think your average pack of cigarettes probably doesn't actually cost much more than $2 a pack, but the rest of it is taxes and regulations put on the tobacco companies, and those currently don't exist in the marijuana trade, that a pack of cigarettes, I'd be surprised if it was $5. I mean, really, is a pack of mids as far as value goes.
Well, one of the other issues with the tax, well, as you mentioned, taxes in the legal states, taxes are pretty high. When we looked at the receipt of somebody who'd purchased a couple of eighths worth of really good pot in Colorado, I think it was, the taxes were a good, I think, third of the price that the person was paying. So that's something that's keeping prices high, are the government taxes being put on it, and also the fact that there's pent-up demand. There's a lot of pot tourism going on right now where people are coming into Colorado and Washington just to go and get high, just like with Amsterdam. So that puts a level of demand out there that otherwise wouldn't be. If all 50 states went legal, then I think you'd see a larger, more produced drop. A more visible drop in price because there'd be a greater spread of the demand.
It seems like it can't take that long in Colorado for this to go. I mean, it seems like you're still talking about the marijuana that's being purchased today in Colorado likely was marijuana that was planted before marijuana was legal. Does that sound about right to you?
I don't know.
I don't know how long it's been.
What is it, like 2-3 month period? I forget. I'm not a grower. I've known some people who've grown in the past.
But
okay.
No.
So what is it? 2 months? 3 months? How long?
It took longer than that. I couldn't tell. I can't remember.
Okay.
But it seemed like it was 4 months or something like that. The marijuana that's being smoked today, bought today and smoked today in Colorado likely is already was planted before it was legal. So I guess you're probably looking at all the arid land, that people are going to start putting marijuana on this and selling.
It's arable.
Arable?
Arid, yeah.
Arid is desert land, right? I just think that people are going to put marijuana out there to smoke, and then you've got to kind of ask yourself, do I want mids or do I want the high grade and, whatever.
Are they selling mids? I don't know about that.
Somebody wants mids, man.
Yeah, but the reason why mids are in demand is because they're cheaper than the high grade. But if somebody could sell high grade at the price of mids, then it would undercut everybody. That's not happening yet.
No, they can't.
I don't even know if you can go into these stores and buy mid-grade. I wonder about that. I've not experienced it. If you have, you're in Colorado or have visited recently, you're welcome to tell us what your experience has been. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But regardless, price is down, according to this farmer that they talked to, who some of the farmers are not, they're not planting. They're saying, screw this. It's not worth the effort. We're only making $25 per kilo instead of $100. And he says, quote, it's not worth it anymore. I wish the Americans would stop with this legalization. Vice News talked to retired.
This is the word of a drug producer. This is what we've been saying for a decade on Free Talk Live. And people, they call in and argue with us. Isn't it obvious?
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome, especially if you've got an experience going into the pot shops of Colorado or Washington. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control here on Free Talk Live.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love Oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype. Our Skype username, lrn.fm. You know what? You can also send us a contact request on Skype. In fact, you have to send us the contact request in order to call with Skype, but it's real simple. You just send that. We'll approve you, and then it'll be easy for you to connect on Skype, as we've got an upcoming caller who will be doing that with us here in moments. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com.
coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of delicious coffee. This is the best of the best coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. And this the organic rating when it comes to coffee is very important because, well, coffee is grown in third world countries where you don't know what kind of pesticides they're using. You don't know what their rules are on leaded gas and things like that. So I find this to be important. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees. But one thing that they do differently than other high-end coffee makers is that they give an opportunity to folks like us to help people around the world. Every 10 people that order their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. So when you go there, you can get a free pound of coffee. And after that, if you stay on the subscription, you can cancel it at any time. But if you do stay on the subscription, every 10 people that do that, we're going to be able to give a microloan to help some family somewhere around the world get a hand up to live a better life. And I think that this is the kind of business models that are really going to change the world. So go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. We'll continue here with more on what's happening with cartels. They're having a tougher time moving product in the marijuana trade, at least now, which was a significant portion of their business because of legalization happening in just two states. It's already hitting home with the cartels as far as the price and what their farmers are getting paid now for a kilo of cannabis. We'll get back into the story here, but first to the phones and your thoughts. Jim's online in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Jim.
Hey, I'm sort of on both sides of the marijuana thing, so I can't go there. But I'm calling.
What does it mean to be on both sides of the marijuana thing? Does that mean you're both a cop and a drug dealer?
Hey, that's good. That's good. No, I mean I'm generally have a libertarian view on most things, like you guys. I don't really understand why the government can tell me that I can't put something in my body. I don't really see where there's a constitutional power for that. When they wanted to ban alcohol, they realized back when we had a constitution, you know, they realized when they wanted to ban alcohol that they had to amend the constitution because the Supreme Court struck down prohibition. But I also, I've just seen people that on, you know, I mean, I grew up in South Florida and everybody was a burnout and I've seen people that are on heroin and I've seen that people kill themselves because they were on drugs. You know, so I don't know that I want my kid to be able to go, my 20-year-old kid to be able to go buy crack at the 7-Eleven. So, yeah, I'm not a drug dealer and a cop, but.
Your kid can go get bleach and inject that in his arm if that's what he wants to do.
You can also go and get crack right now. I mean, you just have to go down instead of going to a corner store,
you go
to a corner dealer.
I'm not thrilled about the idea of my son, you know, living in a world full of drugs either. But
I'm sorry, the world's already here and the drugs are plenty available.
They're here. There's no doubt about it.
So I'd rather have a world in which, you know, if I had a child, that child would not be subject to being arrested and or killed by the police. Because they want to put him in a cage for doing something that's irresponsible or dangerous.
But you wanted to talk about something else.
Go ahead.
I can see both your arguments. I can't argue with you on that. But, yeah, the Center for Immigration Studies just released a document from ICE saying that our Homeland Security folks have just released 36,000 convicted criminal aliens into the U.S. 193 convicted murderers, 423 convicted sexual assault people.
Well, what are the other 35,000?
Let me see. 16,000 drunk or drug driving, 9,000 dangerous drug convictions, whatever it is, sort of it goes back to our earlier part. 303 kidnapping convictions. I mean, this is one of the few things that the federal government's supposed to do that it's doing is you know, control the borders. And it
does it say that anywhere in the Constitution? I mean, or is that just what we've come to believe, that governments control borders?
Well, if you don't control your border, I mean, you don't have a country. I mean, that's implied.
Yes, but it's not in the Constitution, though, right? I mean, like, this is one of the things that I had to struggle with.
Yeah, there's customs. Yes, customs and things like that are in the Constitution. I mean, I'm sorry, you kind of flabbergasted me with that question, but yes.
Right, there's things coming in the border, but as far as immigration in this country, the first immigration laws weren't passed until the 1880s, and they were what they call the yellow man laws that prevented Chinese from coming into the country because their labor was too cheap, and the opium and stuff. And so, you know, you have a full century of essentially no regulation on immigration into the United States, and honestly, no checking of papers to see if someone was a citizen when they voted, and a variety of things like that. So I don't know that I think that this is a legitimately constitutional power. I'm not saying that I don't think that it would be common and expected for a nation to attempt to control its borders. I just don't think it can, and 20 million illegal immigrants in this country prove it.
I don't think that releasing murderers, rapists is a good idea, but if somebody hasn't hurt another person, then I think they should absolutely not be in a cage.
Well, I've got to disagree with you there. I mean, everybody in the world wants to be here. If you don't have any control over the you can make arguments over what immigration policy should be, but only you guys, and that's why I love your show, would say, well, why should there be an immigration? Everybody in the world should be able to just wander into the U.S.
Well, first of all, not everyone in the world wants to come to the United States. That's not true.
A lot of people do, though. And
a lot of people do.
I'm not going to dismiss that argument. I'm going to go ahead and present something to the I think a lot of people would want to come to the United States. First off, there's a lot of room. And, hey, places like Detroit, Memphis, Cleveland, they could use some hardworking folks to go in there and revitalize their economies.
Mm, sure.
But let's just leave all that aside. At openborders.org, they estimate that there would be a one-time doubling of the world GDP. Doubling of the world GDP if borders went away. Now, I'm not saying that we can make that happen, but it's interesting to know what would the U.S. economy be like if we had an influx of hardworking people that that were willing to work hard for, were willing to sell labor more cheaply than currently we get our labor for. Most of the cheap labor we get here in the United States is bad labor. What if we were able to get good labor for the same price that we purchase bad labor for?
Yeah, but Mark, aren't people just going to come here to feed off the welfare system?
Well, I think that's a great question. The welfare system should be ended immediately for people that, if you're going to let people in the border, obviously you don't give them a bunch of free stuff. If you put out cat food every day at your front door and then you rage about how cats come and eat it, you're an idiot. But that doesn't really have it. That's a welfare problem, not an immigration problem.
I wanted to add to what you said, Mark, simply that, like you said, there's loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of room here. Out in the West, the federal government owns all the land. That's a reason why land is premium and dear to us, because the feds have stolen it from us.
Jim, if you want to hang on, we can bring it back here in a moment. And certainly the feds should allow that land to be homesteaded. Let people come in here. Let them homestead that land. Let new cities arise. More Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking immigration, but we were talking about marijuana, the situation with the cartels. They're having a tougher time already. The price of wholesale cannabis has gone down significantly, so we can continue talking about that. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here as well, and you can also connect to us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. Cannabis is not yet legal in New Hampshire, but at the Porcupine Freedom Festival,
you'll think it is.
It might as well be. There aren't too many places in New Hampshire where you'd be comfortable chiefing a bong right out in the open, but you can do that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival so
People
far.
Have done that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yes, I have done that so far.
I bet you have.
In the 10 years, this is the 11th year, in the 10 years that it's gone on, I don't believe there has ever been a single arrest at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I don't think there has either.
It is a real exciting event, and it's not just about, you know, bong rips. It's about community. It's about bringing people together who love freedom. There's also all kinds of family events going
it's
on.
It's amazing
as well.
How these sort of separate events can exist.
Right. There's a rave on one end of the campus.
And the kids are playing, beanbag toss on the other end.
Exactly.
And Bible study.
It's true.
All of that stuff happens at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Over 1,500 attendees last year. It's happening June 22nd through the 29th. That means we're about a month plus, a month and a couple weeks away at this point. And it's not too late for you to get your tickets. You can go to porcfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Grab your tickets there. They're available through the end of May. And the price point, I believe, is $60. That gets you for the entire week. If you can only make it for the weekend, please come up for the weekend. It'll be worth it. There's all kinds of stuff going on, lots of different activities. This year's theme is do-it-yourself, meaning that there will be people teaching you how to do things, how to make things, how to improve your life in various different ways. And you can learn more about some of those events at porkfest.com. You can also get a list of all the radio shows that are going to be live there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. Ernie Hancock's Declare Your Independence, The Angel Clark Show, Derek Jay's Peace News Now, Cody O'Connor, and Off the Air Live, and more. There's actually going to be some podcasts recorded there, some video shows recorded. So it's kind of like a Liberty Media extravaganza alongside an open-air agora market where people are selling everything from ice cream to homemade ice cream to all kinds of neat products, t-shirts, so much to do, so silver. Much to see. So many cool people, silver as well, lots of people accepting Bitcoin for the things that they're selling. It's an amazing event, and you really should come up to it. Go to porkfest.com. We'll see you there because we're broadcasting live every single night. PORCFEST.com. We go back to Jim in Virginia. He's concerned about immigration, concerned about the borders, and here
I'm concerned about the Department of Homeland Security releasing a bunch of people, I guess, into the United States, that he had said.
So we're talking about the larger issue of borders. Like, I don't want to see murderers getting released out into the population. That sounds like a bad idea. But if all somebody was arrested for was because they came here and tried to make a better life for themselves, then, yeah, I don't think that person should have been arrested in the first place. And, Mark, I felt like there was one other point that you wanted to make.
One of the things that the concern is that if you open the borders of the United States just wide open, and this isn't going to happen. This is just theory. But if this happens, that everybody in the world will fill the void, and then what are we going to do? Well, very quickly, other countries, like, let's imagine Syria for a second. Who is Assad going to kill if the Syrians who don't like his regime can just come to the United States? Pretty quickly, you're going to see a great deal of pressures come down on other countries, especially countries that are even closer, that are more free. So when you see that, you'll see other places are like, well, we have to do things.
Got to retain the tax base.
Well, you've got to retain the tax base. How do we do that? We give them more human freedom. That's what people want.
Jim? You're back with us.
I've got to disagree. You got despots everywhere, and they'll be happy to dump their people out and then be able to rule over the others despotically. But I mean, I was in Florida for the Mariel boat lift.
Yep.
when the first Obama administration said, "Hey, everybody, come on in. We welcome you with open arms." And
I thought the Mariels came during. I thought that was after, before even, yeah, it was, because Clinton wasn't elected.
It was Jimmy Carter. I'm making a joke on
Carter, okay. Yeah, I was trying to figure out the place. I was thinking it was Reagan or Bush Sr.
I was going to say, I never even heard of this. This is before my time.
The Mariel boat lift?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is when the insane asylums and prisons were basically emptied onto crappy boats. And
this is what happened at the beginning of Scarface?
Out of Cuba.
From Cuba.
Over here.
Okay.
What you just described actually did take place, and it was the diametric opposite of what you said. Carter said to Castro, "We welcome you with open arms. Come on." And that's exactly what Castro did, was empty all the murderers, the insane asylum people, the child rapists, and dumped them all in one state. And, you know, the schools were overwhelmed. The prisons were overwhelmed. There was rioting in Miami. It was burning stuff in the streets. It was a disaster. You know, when we had controlled immigration a generation before and said, "Hey, y'all fly on over here that want to escape tyranny, you know, and want to get away from Castro," we had people who came and founded businesses and learned English. And
but what about now?
Why isn't Miami still on fire?
When we tell people that if you can touch American soil, you can be here, but then the Coast Guard goes around and we pay all kinds of money to pick them up. I mean, many of these people that have taken the time and the energy and to try to come across the United States, be it from Cuba or Haiti or wherever it is, we don't want people that are that industrious. I mean, the problem with the United States is that we are driving away people who get college degrees, masters and doctorates, are going back to their countries. We're teaching them and then forcing them out. The same with industrious people that don't have degrees. We need that for our economy, and we continue to drive it out because government bureaucrats, they're completely incapable of seeing who's going to be a value and who isn't.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I challenge your assertion that what you said earlier, you basically said it was that everyone who comes here wants to work hard, and they're opening the borders, all these hardworking people will come here. You know, there's a lot of places in the world where people don't work hard. But
Agreed.
I totally agree, though, that we should have, like, when Hong Kong was going back to the communists, you had the most productive people on earth. We should have been sending shiploads of welfare recipients over there and exchanging them for, I mean, Canada beat us. Canada went and got all those highly productive business millionaire, you know, they were handing out citizenship to all the you know, we should, the Hong Kong people were just really hardworking. I agree. Government is not competent at that. They're releasing murderers into the streets.
Yeah, that's really the problem. The thing is that, look, I would love to exclude certain people from coming to this country. I just don't think you can. If I say, look, we're going to do away with welfare for anybody who's not a U.S. citizen, but anybody who's not a U.S. citizen wants to come here, work hard, we're going to have that for you. We're capable of that, except if you've got, tuberculosis or you're convicted of a crime or whatever. The fact is, the Border Patrol isn't going to be able to stop those people if they want to sneak across either.
Well, and I'm also not willing to submit to loss of freedoms in order to have this theoretical reduction in the people who are going to come here from, you know, getting rid of the undesirables. Because now what we've seen with ICE, for instance, is they're going into businesses, they're raiding businesses at gunpoint, they're demanding that the business hand over their files, their personnel files, and they're arresting workers at factories. I mean,
well,
so
don't forget the roadside stops.
Yeah, random checkpoints being set up. To me, that's the police state, and I am not interested in participating in it. Jim, I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. Let's continue on. I believe we are going to go to Skype, where we have Aaron. He's on the line in Delaware. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, Ian, Johnson.
Johnny Ray. Go ahead.
Sorry, Johnny Ray. I love your Game of the Week, by the way.
Thanks.
Always.
Thank you, Aaron.
Johnson's Game of the Week.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a friend, I guess, who I went to school with, and he got his MS in poli-sci, and he works for a three-letter agency, and he told it to me like this. He said, it's an open secret that the government doesn't operate the way you or I do. They want stability, and they want people to do what they say. With citizens, they can use the threat of force, but with other countries, they just need another gang that they can use as an extension of themselves to keep that population under control.
Stand by, Aaron. We can bring him back here in moments on Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live allows you to bring up anything you want. Even in these remaining moments, we might be able to sneak you in, although I doubt it at this point because we've got several calls on hold. The number is 855-450-FREE if you want to give it a shot. But if you don't get in tonight, we're always here tomorrow, 7 nights a week, live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us here. And if you're not on, if we're not on your local talk radio station every night of the week, call them and ask them for more Free Talk Live. If you get some, if you get zero Free Talk Live, then call and ask for a little bit of Free Talk Live. You never know. One phone call can make a difference with a program director, hearing something positive instead of attacking something that you don't like. Tell them what you do like. Tell them what you do want to hear. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going back to Aaron. He is in Delaware. Aaron, go ahead with your thoughts here tonight. You really barely had a chance in the last segment.
What I was just saying was that the government generally operates like a cartel, like Mark often says. But when we look at these things like they release some 135 murderers, it's often because they get something for it. Like they give money to other nations in order to get either compliance or, well, usually I guess compliance or stability. So if they can have a stable economy or a stable control system for an area like in Afghanistan, they help the cartels, or in Mexico, they help the Sinaloa cartel for 2000 to 2012 take out all the other cartels, because all they really want is someone with a monopoly on force in that area
yep.
that owes them a favor.
Hmm. That's what they want. they just don't care who it is. It seems the vast majority of the time. It's like, well, they're playing ball with us. We'll take them. Who cares what kind of crazy axe murderers they are? We'll take them.
It's like Saddam Hussein over in the Middle East. We didn't kill him until he got belligerent and decided not to take orders anymore.
Right.
Aaron, good points tonight. Thanks for the call. 855-453. Dave Ridley with us from New Hampshire, from RidleyReport.com. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to report in from the front lines. I'm on a Ridley rampage.
Okay. What is a Ridley rampage?
Oh, I thought I told you before. The Ridley rampage is when you go to like government meetings, you stand outside, and when they leave, you ask them questions.
I love this. You probably have told me before, but I have to ask you again because we always have new listeners. So, Dave, you are kind of the newsman of one. You produce your own news packages, you shoot them, you edit them, although there's very little editing usually with what you do, and you get it out there. You get more content out, I think, on a weekly basis than a lot of people here in New Hampshire as far as activist coverage and things that you do. And confronting the politicians is something that is not unique to you, but you are the most consistent at it, and you do a great job. So where are you, and who are you confronting tonight?
I'm Al Franken without the communism. But I am in Nashua. I'm outside City Hall. I'm waiting for the city, the aldermen to get done with their meeting. I got a lot of questions asked and answered on the way in, but there's some people that dodged me a little bit, and those will get more special attention.
Yeah, once they act like they don't want to talk to what amounts to a news person here, then, hey, that's the person that's got something you want to talk to about.
Ridley is the second most popular news channel on YouTube from New Hampshire, as I understand it. So, yeah, he definitely is a newsman by all indicators. But what is the issue on which you are confronting these folks tonight?
Well, I didn't decide that until long after I decided to be here. I just pick where I'm going to be based on geography, and then later on I worry about what I'm going to ask. And so just at the last minute, I did some quick research as to what was going on here, and I came up with five or six different questions to ask. One of them has to do with, I guess, their budget. They're whining about, well, we can't, we're going to have a lot of trouble if we only raise our budget 2%. We need to raise it 3%. Oh, no, 2%. Mm-hmm. And so one of the questions there is, well, has the issue even come up that you could maybe stop funding drug arrests and save some money there? Has that even come up? Has it even been discussed? And people, they look at me like I'm from Alpha Centauri.
Don't they make money on drug arrests? This is one thing that I've always thought was kind of interesting. They libertarians will often talk about the money that can be saved if government, stops making drug arrests, and then they talk about in the next breath how much money the government makes off of drug arrests. I just don't know, but just simple possession of marijuana can cost like $500 here in New Hampshire.
I don't think I trust the government to make a profit off of anything but maybe taxes.
I don't see them. I don't trust them. Yeah. They mess up everything.
Folks can follow you over at RidleyReport.com. That's will get you to the Ridley Report YouTube channel, where you're always uploading, 5-7 videos a week? Are you doing one a day? What's your average these days, Dave?
It should be seven a week, basically. And one thing did happen yesterday that was kind of interesting I thought I should mention.
Sure.
I was at Laconia Police Department to ask questions about Amanda Billyrock's arrest.
Mm-hmm.
She was a Free Stater who was seized and ordered to answer questions. They told her she didn't answer questions, they would arrest her.
Right.
On a driving pullover. So I had some questions about that. But as I was getting into the meeting, and toward the end of the meeting, they adjourned. And then they said, okay, well, now we're going to have, it's not really a non-public meeting. It's a non-meeting meeting. And they just kind of sat there and expected us all to get up and leave. And so everybody started leaving, but they hadn't asked anybody to leave, so I just stayed there, just sitting there. And then they said, okay, the rest of you gentlemen need to leave. And I said, why? Can you explain to me that you didn't say this was a non-public meeting? You've got an RSA on your side, right? Explain to me why I'm being. So I basically just started debating with the city council. Mm-hmm. I was there by myself as the other guy left. And I really don't know where this falls under statute, but a non-meeting meeting sounds a lot like it sounds Orwellian to me.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think that they can actually be in, all of them can be. I don't think you can have a quorum of city councilors.
Without it being official.
Or whatever they are, not city councilors, but even select people in a given area without it being having been announced 7 days in advance or something like that.
So did you end up leaving, or will we have to find out by going to RidleyReport.com and watching the inevitable video?
Oh, that's a great teaser, but no, I did leave. And then was stuff.
Were you threatened? Why did you leave? Did they threaten you ultimately?
Oh, I don't know. It's just my MO. I don't go to do civil disobedience everywhere I go. Maybe I should have left slowly. I don't know. I mean, how much acting out do I want to do? How much videotaping do I want to do? I don't always act out,
He always keeps them guessing.
Dave, you're an inspiration. Appreciate the good work out there, and thanks for the call tonight. Good to hear from you. We go to Bill. He is listening in. I don't know where. He's on Skype, though. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, listening on LRN.FM.
Excellent,
on
sir.
Skype line.
Go ahead.
I just want to call. I know you guys don't typically like people to stroke your egos, but, you know, I mean, I've been listening to you guys since 2008, and I just appreciate that you guys do this night in, night out for so long. I've gone in and out of listening to you guys, and I just appreciate you guys' work and effort for making liberty possible in our lifetime.
It's the least we could do, and if you're not yet, you should consider becoming an amplifier, because now we've got the matching funds and you get Bitcoin back.
Ian, I've been doing it since 2008, yeah, awesome. Man. I'm with
Thank you
guys.
Fantastic. So what did you want to share tonight?
I think we'll try to hit it. Maybe I'll call you tomorrow night if I don't get it all in. But basically, I got fired up tonight. I'm a first-time caller. Just typically listen to you guys. But I got a letter in the mail today from the local county, you know, tax assessor saying, and let me preface real quick. If we don't have time, we can cover it tomorrow. Right. But my dad has the same name as me, so typically these government organizations typically are terrible at getting me and my dad confused with one another. And, I'll change my address on something because it'll be my thing, and then they'll change all of his records address as well. And it's just ridiculous. And so, like, I got this one of these things, and it's probably for some trailer that my dad owns, and I'm saying that, you know, I need to send within 10 days, you know, a letter to, you know, with, you know, the bill of sale if I sold it or anything like this. And I just, who do these people think they are? And they're just, you know, there's some little, like, peon sitting in this office, you know, who doesn't even think about liberty at all, and who doesn't, try to say, am I doing wrong here? They're just doing a job, and I kind of understand that, but at the same time, you know, they're threatening me. I feel like this is a letter of threat to me that I have to send this stuff in within 10 days or blah, 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 blah. And it's just, you know, so frustrating. I'm just calling to kind of vent my frustration with you guys.
I heard you. And
I know you guys fight it all the time.
But we need government, Bill. We need to have these people.
People could drive a trailer away from a bank robbery, and if it didn't have a tag on it, what would we do?
You're right, Mark, and you know it's such a shame. And you know, I just hopefully we can reach that peon in the office one day and then get them on our side, and then that's when things will change.
Man, that's a long way away. I have a feeling, and maybe we could do that here in New Hampshire, but there's pushback against the Free State Project from the government agencies because they know, the government workers know, a lot of them, that this Free State Project is a threat to their existence, not a violent threat, but a peaceful threat, because, you know, things are going to change. Change is scary, and we're out of time for tonight. Bill, thanks for your call. If you didn't get on tonight, that's okay. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime, and we didn't have time for Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, which really wasn't a game of the week. It was just a game that you were willing to talk about.
No, it was a good game.
The game
is called Hoplite.
Hoplite. Maybe we'll have time next week for that, and we'll see you in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.